Welcome in to the final hour of Sports 180. As we continue on this Friday afternoon, Sports Talk will take over 1 hour from now. Joel Silverberg is here. I'm Josh Ward. Logan Ward producing for us. And this is a big weekend coming up for our friend Halloran Hilton Hill, who you can hear every afternoon on News Talk 98.7, our sister station just down the hallway on WOKI, as Halloran is going into the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame, a very deserved honor. And I had a chance to sit down and talk to Hal. This is going to be a two-parter. We'll talk over the next couple of segments about his career, looking back, a lot of what you've heard from him, where the inspiration for that came from. And before the conversation ends, some inspiration from Hal for the Tennessee football program as they try to get things going. I had a really good time. Here's part one, talking to Halloran Hilton Hill. Halloran Hilton Hill heading into the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame this weekend. Halloran, thanks for taking the time. When you hear that, when you heard the news that that's going to happen, what came to your mind?
Russian hackers. There's got to be a glitch in the matrix. Something went terribly wrong here, folks. I was like, I never expected that. You know, I never expected that at all. I mean, not even remotely. So I was surprised, shocked, honored, humbled, and everything else. I mean, it's just for the Hall of Fame, for your peers to say, hey, you have a career worthy to be recognized. That's pretty incredible.
When you think about what you have done with your career, what has been your goal? What do you think you've accomplished the most that you set out to do from when it began to where you are now?
You know, that's a really good question. I was positive. I mean, that probably would be the... I did not discover my why until late in my career, but I spent a fair amount of time studying screenwriting and character development. And I remember I was in New York, I was at the screenwriting school, and we were working on character development. And what I learned was that every protagonist in the arc of a story has something that's driving them. You know, there's the hero's journey. Something happens, you go on a journey to resolve whatever happened, and you come back home, right? And so there's always something underneath that happens to your protagonist that really is the fuel behind why they're doing what they're doing. I did not know. I knew there was something there that was more than just being on the radio, but I hadn't pinpointed what it was. And then, you know, maybe a few years before my mother passed away, it all kind of snapped for me. My mother struggled with depression, and I remember on Friday nights, I grew up keeping the Sabbath, sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. So we didn't really do anything. There was no cooking. There was no, you know, you couldn't watch TV. It was a really sacred 24-hour window. The one exception was I could call this Christian radio station and make requests. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I remember sometimes watching my mother struggle with, you know, that black cloud. She knew how to turn on the game face, but then it would just settle in. And I would go through the house, and I'm maybe 7, 8, 9 years old somewhere. And I would go through the house and turn on all the radios. And then I would call this radio station and make my request. The guy would take my request live on the air. He thought he was taking requests, he was actually surrendering 90 seconds of his show for a new co-host. I was imposing myself on his broadcast. And when my mother would hear my voice come out of all of these radios in the house, and every radio in the house would be turned on and turned up, you would hear my little voice coming through the house. And I knew I was broadcasting to the city of Milwaukee. she would just light up. And I made this subconscious connection between the ability of our platform to bring light into people's lives. We were your friend. We could inspire, inform, entertain. My father had a radio show. It was a little 30-minute radio show on the weekends, and he would take me when I was a little boy, and I remember being five, six, whatever it was, and he would sit me on his knee while he was doing his radio show, and he enjoyed it so much that I liked being in the wake of the energy of the joy that he had from doing his show, and then he would let me sign off sometimes. And so I made a subconscious connection between the platform and joy. So as a place to receive joy on the one hand, but then to dispense joy and light on the other hand. I did not think this was going to be my career. I was going in a totally different direction. But when I finally started broadcasting, my first morning radio show was called Morning Joy. Right. And my intro to my show, even though I've been in, you know, political talk radio and I've done all this other stuff, in the back of my mind somewhere, my hope has been that what this platform has meant to me, when I would listen to those old radio dramas or I would listen to great radio people, I would be informed, entertained, and ultimately inspired. And I made a connection. It's like I knew the host, like that was my guy or my gal. I love him, hate him, but there was a real connection. And so that's, if I've come close to making that connection with listeners, and also being an ally and collaborator with advertisers to help them grow their business and accomplish their goals, that's what I want. That's what I wanted to be about. I don't know if I accomplished it, but light, joy.
Halloran Hilton Hill, he's going into the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame this weekend. Do you think your experience growing up, your connection, you calling into the radio, is that why you welcome all callers? You hit heavy topics, you hit religion, you hit politics, you hit lighter stuff too, but you welcome everybody to your show. Is it because you know that everybody has a reason why they're calling you? They come from somewhere, they come from something to then lead them to call you?
Yeah, I have a profound respect for freedom. Profound. It's my respect for freedom and freedom of speech is bigger than my desire to be liked. So I'll take just about anybody's call. You know, my red line is disrespect. But we can talk about anything. You can say pretty much anything to me. You can say, you don't like me. You don't like what I'm doing. I still want to hear what you think. But I also, my tagline is, what do you think and why do you think it? I am curious about the human condition. And every once in a while, and I've experienced this a lot with my television show, but every once in a while, somebody will pull back the curtain and let you see the mechanism, let you see how they got where they are. And that to me is fascinating.
Halloran Hill right here on Sports 180. That's part one. Part two coming up next. Hal's going to tell you where he gets some of his inspiration. Also, he'll offer a little inspiration for the Tennessee football program. Coming up next, Hal Hill heading into the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame. You'll hear more from him coming up next on Sports 180 on 99.1, the Sports Animal. Come from.
So my opening to every hour is, welcome to this brand new day. This day has never been lived before. It's a blank canvas. If you will it so, it can be your masterpiece. Think of three things for which you're grateful, and then do the day with all the joy, wonder, enthusiasm, and gratitude you can muster. That idea came from my kids. I was having this really hard experience with my career. We were in the middle of heavy conversations, political conversations. You think it's tough now, but just if you'll just rewind and go back to Y2K, go back to 9/11, go back to the, you know, Desert Storm. You know, we went through wars. There's been a lot that has happened in the last 3 decades. And I remember I would go home every day and I would be so, you know, and then I faced a fair amount of, you know, just bad juju with the way people treated me personally because of my race. And I would go home and I would just be, I would be so angry, or I would be discouraged, or I would be, you know, I would, I'm not superhuman, I'm super human. And so I would be affected by the weight of the topics and the weight of how I was being treated. I was getting death threats. It's a long story, but what I noticed about my kids was they'd wake up in the morning and they would throw off the road grime of yesterday and jump into a new day. And they had this joy, wonder, and enthusiasm, their curiosity. And I was searching for a reset button, because I realized in our career, if you don't know how to snap the chin strap and get on to the next day or the next play, you're in trouble. And so I decided to come up with a mantra for me. That's really where it started. It was like a mental fitness regimen. I have this quote that I say when I speak: you are where you are because of your mindset, and you will be where you end up because of your mindset. Here's the secret: it's your mind to set, and you set it by your habitual persistent thinking. And so I was trying to train my brain for resilience. That's really where that came from. And so I decided, you know what, I'm start each day as a blank canvas, that I'm going to paint the day as I want. And so I started using it as a reset mantra. That's where it started.
Halloran Hill, he's on the radio every afternoon on News Talk 98.7. He's heading into the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame this weekend. Halloran, if you've done radio in Atlanta, Georgia, the last 20 years, you're not going to the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame. If you've been in New York, you're not going into the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame. You've been doing radio in Knoxville. You've had opportunities elsewhere, and I know you've done things elsewhere, but why Knoxville? Why Knoxville for so long?
Yeah, why not? Right?
I love that answer. Yeah.
So it really boiled down to this. This is my slogan: bigger is only better when it's better. There are a lot of people who believe that bigger is by definition better. A bigger market, bigger. I started looking at my career and I started to define success in terms of quality of life, net quality of life. So I've had offers to do syndicated stuff. I've guest hosted or hosted in a number of cities. I was on for 2 years in Nashville. I had 2 shows, one in Knoxville, one in Nashville. And I've had offers in multiple other markets. But I really, and this is probably where I'm a weirdo, I really looked at quality of life. So when I looked at, let's say, for instance, you go to a New York or an LA, and I spent a lot of time in both of those cities. Let's just talk commute. I was in LA one weekend and I was meeting some friends for dinner. And I'm staying at a hotel that is 11 miles from the restaurant that we were going to meet at. It's a Saturday night. I called my friend, said, "Hey, I'll meet you guys over there." He said, "Hey, you might want to give yourself 90 minutes. And it's a Saturday night." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" It says it's 11 miles from where I am. It took me 90 minutes to go 11 miles on a Saturday night in LA. I'm like, 3 hours for a 90-minute dinner. That to me just was like, so let's say, for instance, you put the dollar amount way up. You're making a lot of money. You're being taxed at a certain rate. The amount of available time to enjoy your life has shrunk. And literally now everything about your life is centered around work and you have no balance. I can live in Knoxville. I literally, on a bad day, I work out of my own studio. on a bad day, my commute is 2 minutes, 15 seconds. when I come into the radio station on a bad day, it's 11 minutes.
I have a buddy that lives in Los Angeles from West Knoxville, where I'm from. I love to jokingly complain if there's some traffic that causes my commute to extend from 15 to 20 minutes.
Right.
Love so get so mad.
Why did I stay here? I had an amazing quality of life, and I happened to be working at when I started for a man by the name of James Dick, and he was incredible. He taught me how to think. I worked for Bobby Denton, and every time I would get an offer, they would say, "Hey, we'd love to have you stay." And so, when I looked at it in terms of quality of life, I just wanted to be here. I didn't want to bounce all over the. My idea of success is different than some.
Halloran, I mentioned earlier talking to Halloran Hill. He's going into the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame this weekend. You hit on serious subjects, the most serious subjects you can. You guys have fun too, though. How much fun have you had over the years for the people you've worked for? You just mentioned some names, the people that you work with.
Well, first of all, we've been you colleagues and we've worked, you know me, I'm going to bring some positive energy. I'm going to have some fun. I've worked with incredible people and we have so much fun. And the first of which would be Chris Marion. God, he's my producer, but he's a business partner and he's a funny dude. And we cut up off the air probably more than on the air. And it's just a delight to work with somebody day in and day out that is so skilled at what they do. I mean, he's a guy that gets it done. There's just no doubt. I would put him up there as one of the best in the business at what he does.
Absolutely.
But he has a grace about him. He's phenomenal. Worked for years with Dave Folk and then a lot of you guys and gals. So yeah, we've had a lot of fun and I'm not afraid to have fun. At some point I wanted to be really serious. I'm not afraid to be goofy anymore. I've had people rip me for just talking about stupid stuff, but I don't care. Life's got to have some balance and some fun. So we have a lot of fun. We get a little crazy.
I can't imagine my bachelor segments with you for a season or two drove the ratings too high. I wouldn't expect.
They were fun though, man. They were fun. I've tried all sorts of stuff. Like I said, our platform is best when it is leveraged to bring light and life to people. How that's done varies. When you have a serious subject, when we use the platform to help people sort through and to give voice, right? To give you a place and a space where you can express yourself and process, that's powerful. That has a lifting effect. But then on the other side, if you're in your car and you're blowing snot bubbles because you're laughing so hard at some goofy segment we're doing, that too is that. And I don't know, I think about all those great radio people that I follow through the years and they had that impact on me.
Well, that's great. Before you go, this is airing on a sports show. I've heard you give on News Talk 98.7 pep talks to Tennessee football and Tennessee athletics. Is Tennessee football coming back? Any message there for Tennessee football? Because you know that your listeners in Knoxville, they want to see the Vols get back to championship level.
I haven't had the chance to meet Coach Heupel yet, but you can do it. I mean, that's what my, you know, if I'm talking to the team, if I'm talking to the coaching staff, you can do it. Winning is an interesting thing. Winners believe they can win. Right. If you truncate that sentence and you reduce it to its essence, you only need a subject and a verb. And that would be winners believe. Right. And I think fundamental to UT going forward is the level of faith that the players and coaches have. Because what belief does is belief, you know, there's that Bible verse that says faith without works is dead. Some people say, okay, you've got to work to prove your faith. I don't see it that way. I think when you really believe in something, you can't help but do the work. I would use you as an example. I've known you since you were maybe 15, 16 years old when you were interning, but you really loved broadcasting and love what you do. And I've watched you work way above and beyond what is required. Like, you've got one of those Hall of Fame careers, but I've seen you put in the work. But I don't know that I've ever sat down and had a pep talk with you about, hey, man, you really need to step up your game. You need to, what's driving you is what you believe, right? And I think the Tennessee football team and the Tennessee staff put some blinders on and don't listen to the media. Don't listen to the critics. Believe in who you are and what you're doing, and then let that belief show up in the quality and quantity and specificity of the work that it will take for you to develop the skills that allow you to win games.
I think that's right. I think that's well said. Hal, any parting shots before I let you go?
Let there be light. There's hope, folks. No matter how it looks in the world, no matter what's going on, there is hope. And you have a cause for hope.
Well, you've shined light on your listeners for a long time. Hal, congratulations on your induction into the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame this weekend. I know your canvas is not completely full yet, so I'm looking forward to seeing what you do next. But congratulations. Thanks for taking some time today.
Thank you, sir. Love you, brother.
Halloran Hilton Hill, he's on the radio every afternoon on our sister station, News Talk 98.7 WOKI, starting at 3 o'clock, and he will be in the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame this weekend. Much deserved.
Without a doubt, and it's just been so great to finally see this being acknowledged from a Hall of Fame standpoint. And when you think Knoxville radio, you think Halloran Hilton Hill. It's a name that we've all grown up with now for a couple of decades, and you're just so used to hearing that brand all over the town on the airwaves here in Knoxville, and so incredibly well-deserved. I know he's super happy. Funny story about that, too. When I talked to Chris Marion about it, Chris was unaware that he had been nominated at the time that the announcement was made. And so Chris was like, oh, dang, I didn't realize he was nominated. So a really funny moment with Chris Marion. Those guys just have such a great rapport on air. So happy for both of them, because I know that Hal gives credit to Chris so much for everything, all the success that they've had over the years.
They are an incredible team, Halloran Hill and Chris Marion. We appreciate Hal taking some time to join Sports 180 today. We have 30 minutes remaining. Sports Talk will take over at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Right now, let's hit a midday Sports Minute on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
The great thing about sports is it never stops. Here's another 60-second sports minute on the Sports Animal.
The Texas and Oklahoma border regions have officially accepted the invitation to join the Southeastern Conference. Yesterday, the SEC presidents voted unanimously to invite Texas and OU into the SEC. According to the SEC, Oklahoma and Texas will join the SEC effectively July the 1st, 2025, with competition in all sports beginning in the 25-26 academic year. Olympic medal count in the total medals. The USA leads it with 41. China in second with 40. Japan in third with 28. The gold medal count, however, China leads that with 19. Japan in second with 17. And the USA in third with 14. Major League Baseball games tonight. The Braves host the Brewers at 7:20. The Nationals host the Cubs at 7:05. The Reds will be at the New York Mets at 7:10. And the Yankees will be in Miami to take on the Marlins at 7:10 as well. Have a good Friday afternoon. I'm Logan Ward.
It's going to happen. We're waiting to find out. The official word is 2025. But come on. Kirk Herbstreit, I think, had a passionate message about how, look, the history of the sport, the rivalries, the tradition, everything that makes college football great, that is being pushed aside for the money. Of course, Kirk Herbstreit works for ESPN, and ESPN is a big part of what's happening. I don't even say that as a criticism. I just think it's, you know, part of it. Because there are people who work for ESPN that cover college football, and they cover the tradition, and that's a big reason why they probably got into it. And for sure, Kirk Herbstreit with it. It's just, it's a complicated time in college football, because Oklahoma State is still saying, hey, we want to play this game. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State moving forward continue the Bedlam rivalry, which Texas and Texas Tech did not want to when they had their split years ago, and now they will be reunited in the SEC. College football is a weird place, but it is very obvious, and everybody recognizes that money is driving this. It's not the tradition. It's not the regional fit. Missouri's a member of the SEC East, and right now West Virginia's a member of the Big 12. Maryland's in the Big 10. It's about where you can draw the dollars. That's what is driving all of this, and that'll be what decides what happens elsewhere. Do schools stay? Do schools leave the current conferences that they're in elsewhere outside of the SEC?
Alan Bell from Sportsline, who joined us yesterday, joins us every Thursday afternoon here on Sports 180, tweeted this about 2 hours ago. Should this mean something to you? If I were handicapping Texas and Oklahoma's actual leaving the Big 12 for the SEC, I would set the over-under date for July 1st, 2022. It's 11 months from right now.
Yeah, like if I had to place a wager, I don't know if are there any props yet, but if I had to place a wager, I'd put it on 2022. The idea of them playing two more seasons, they're going to play one season. Texas and Oklahoma
right.
will, as Big 12 members, having signed up to play in the SEC. They're going to do that for two more years? Three more years? That sounds
that
unlikely.
Just doesn't seem like it would be healthy for the Big 12. It doesn't seem like it would make a lot of sense for Texas and Oklahoma. Everything in college football is about the long term now. And so if you know that conferences are being realigned, you have teams that are on their way out, you don't want to prolong that any more than you have to. And so I think one side or multiple sides are going to make moves to ensure that this does not go much longer beyond this upcoming season.
So we'll see what happens next. There will be meetings, there will be lawyers, there will be behind the scenes conversations, there will probably be a countless number of statements from Bob Bowlesby in the Big 12 again. But the wheels are in motion, and the last week and a half moved very quickly. That tells me whatever happens next will probably move more quickly than we can currently predict.
Now, Stuart Mandel kind of pointed out how interesting it was, this realignment compared to what happened about a decade ago, because all of this kind of unfolded in a matter of 10 days from the time of the first Houston Chronicle report. Now, the reports were that the conversations had been taking place for a few months, but now suddenly the conversation is shifting to the Big 12 just going to disappear very soon. Whereas with the Big East, it took a few years before the Big East kind of fully came apart. Now you still have the basketball conference, but the football conference doesn't exist anymore. All of those schools have gone to different places. You've got West Virginia that's gone over to the Big 12. A lot of schools, most of those schools have formed the American Athletic Conference. So just a bunch of different schools in different places. Whereas with the Big 12, maybe you have a school or two going to the Big Ten. You've got two schools going to the SEC. Everybody else, we're not sure, but it's all happening fast. So the way that it's happened is just very different than what happened a decade ago.
It is a sports news filled day. We have the Major League Baseball trade deadline with an hour, 20 minutes to go. One of the latest big moves is Craig Kimbrell. He appears headed from the Chicago Cubs to the Chicago White Sox.
So heading across town, a move for the White Sox, which are the leaders in the AL Central as they try to add to their staff there. Nick Madrigal and Cody Hewer are headed back to the Cubs in return.
What happened to the Chicago Cubs? Anthony Rizzo is a New York Yankee. Chris Bryant, what will he be in the next hour and a half?
Yeah. I think just a lot of key pieces. You lose a couple of guys as guys begin to age out, guys move on, get deals with other places. And I think we're seeing how tough it is to maintain a level of championship success in one of the four major pro sports, because whenever you have a team come together, you've got your superstars, but you have contributing players that end up playing like superstars. They want more money, and that doesn't often result in harmony for an extended period of time.
We saw the big move last night with the Dodgers acquiring shortstop Trey Turner and starting pitcher Max Scherzer to find some help in the infield and in the starting rotation, with Trevor Bauer's status still being unknown. You also have another trade earlier today, Jose Berrios going from the Minnesota Twins to the Toronto Blue Jays. Adam Duvall is back with the Atlanta Braves. There will be more moves in the next hour and 20 minutes. 4 o'clock is the end of the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Another news item today includes quarterback Carson Wentz being out indefinitely as he is undergoing further testing for a foot injury that he suffered at the end of yesterday's practice. So the new quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, currently out, Jacob Eason, the former Georgia and Washington quarterback, is a second-year player with the Colts and the number one quarterback currently with Wentz out.
And seeing trends right now with Carson Wentz being out indefinitely, betting lines for the AFC South champion really starting to move. You saw a little bit of a draw there going on between Indianapolis and Tennessee. It's starting to lean Tennessee more and more. Alan Bell tweeting out a few moments ago, Titans are about to jump the fence in terms of the betting odds in the AFC South.
Yep. So get ready for that. And then don't forget the Olympics.
Yeah, we still have all that going on. More medals won overnight. You've got Team USA with in men's basketball with a big game coming up against the Czech Republic. You've got the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team advancing to the semifinals on penalty kicks. Megan Rapinoe, who else, getting the game-winning kick? Novak Djokovic in tennis misses out on the career Golden Slam. He loses to Alex Zverev in the semifinals, so he will go for the bronze medal. Just so many things happening. And track and field is starting to get going. That's usually a popular sport. We didn't have it for the first few days. Now those events are starting to come together over the weekend.
We'll come back for the final segment of Sports 180. We'll get you ready for the weekend with our top five things to watch, and then we'll get you to Sports Talk coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll wrap things up here on Sports 180 with Joel Silverberg. I'm Josh Ward on 99.1, the Sports Animal. Welcome into the final segment of Sports 180. Logan Ward producing the last couple of days. Thank you, sir. Joel, it's been a lot of fun.
It's been a pleasure. Forgot to ask, last week was Father's Day. Did Logan get you anything? Well, last month was Father's Day, excuse me.
Let's say it's been a few weeks. You were asked if Logan is my son yesterday.
Yep, by a member of the Knoxville media.
Yeah, the age gap, I guess technically I could be, but it's not to where you would expect it.
Not to where you would expect, but the question was asked if Josh Ward was Logan Ward's father.
I think if people saw us, they would say no.
Yeah, I kind of took it as a compliment. That's fine.
It was the radio connection. It was the fact that you guys had the same last name and you're working at the same place.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
But it was kind of asked about and oh, that's so sweet. He's following in his father's footsteps.
Yeah, I do have two sons, but they are age 3 and 1.
And neither of them are employed here.
No, but it's about time for them to start applying for jobs.
I mean, Owen is...
At this point, they're net negative on the Ward revenue sheet.
Owen's got to start pulling his own weight.
Yep. That's another conversation for another day. It has been a lot of fun. You'll have an extended Saturday Sports Talk tomorrow morning. Is that right? At 8 a.m.?
Yes. We've got a ton of stuff coming up tomorrow at 8:30. We have Ramon Foster, the VFL, longtime NFL veteran. He'll join us at 8:30. We'll have audio from... the interview with Alex Golish earlier in the week, Lane Kiffin as well. Ron Slay is set to join us at 10 o'clock to recap the NBA draft. And then at 11:15, we are hoping to be joined by ESPN's Chris Lowe. A lot to talk about with Tennessee football conference expansion. We are loaded for 4 hours tomorrow from 8 to 12 on Saturday Sports Talk with Logan, myself, and Eric Kane.
That is a lineup of interviews. So you have the VFLs and Ron Slay and Ramon Foster. You have Alex Golish, Tennessee's offense coordinator. Lane Kiffin, former Tennessee, now Ole Miss head coach. And Chris Lowe, as good as it gets covering college football.
There you go.
That is pretty good. Don't miss it, 8 a.m. until noon. And remember, you can always podcast. So you can listen to Sports 180 on demand. If you want to go back and listen to any of Saturday Sports Talk, if you miss it in the morning, don't. But if you do, you can find it in the podcast section. And you can always go back and enjoy the golden tones of John Wilkerson with Sports Talk coming up in a few minutes in the podcast section and on Apple Podcasts. So we've had a lot of fun. We'll hit the power poll in a moment. The top five things to watch this weekend. You could really just fill it up with news. Watch sports news. You don't even need sports anymore, although they're pretty good as well with the Olympics going on this weekend. But getting ready for Sports Talk, John Wilkerson, we say hello to him now. John, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm swell. And, that was as uncomfortable a conversation as I think I've heard start a segment in some time. I was like George Costanza. I don't think we should be talking about this.
And speaking of news, New York Mets finalizing a trade to acquire shortstop Javier Baez from the Chicago Cubs. You asked the question earlier this segment, what's wrong with the Cubs? What's going on with the Cubs? Well, there goes Javi.
All right, there you have it. John Wilkerson, any reaction there? A lot of Major League Baseball moves.
Oh, yeah, wheeling and dealing. I've got... you've already mentioned two of my five things to watch this weekend, so we're just getting there. It's almost like a bingo card.
There you go. Well, why don't we dive right in? We're getting ready for Sports Talk. Before that, let's hit today's Power Poll. All righty, John, the weekend is almost upon us. I think I say it is upon us, and that's kind of insulting because you have 4 hours of work ahead every Friday when I say that to you.
But no, it's here because it is 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's
I mean,
right.
At the start of the show, it's 4 o'clock in Atlantic time, so over the deeper into the ocean or across the sea moving towards Europe, it's like, okay, yeah, it's 5 o'clock. So.
It's Saturday somewhere. They're probably saying, because they're streaming live, hey, what's taking you so long? Let's get to it.
Please, could we just move this puppy along?
And Sports 180 listeners are always saying, hey, can we move it along here? Get the sports talk.
Oh, my goodness.
Five things to watch this upcoming weekend.
Yet another segue. at number five, I go headlines, whether it be NCAA football, the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. It's all right there. Number four, Boston at Tampa Bay. That's number one and number two in the Eastern Division, the AL East.
Big series, a game and a half between those two teams.
Yeah, and here's first place between the West divisions. You've got Houston and San Francisco squaring off. Number two, even though it is today and in an hour and 6 minutes, the Major League Baseball trade deadline, yeah, because it's part of the weekend. And number one, just because it's all-encompassing, the Olympics.
A lot of good Olympics action still to go.
Yeah, and did finally cap our 2020 Oscar nominees. Finally watched The Irishman. Very impressed.
Very good, wasn't it?
Yes. We took a break 2 hours in, sizable break, but came back same day, and it's like it never dragged.
Yep, still recommended. Kind of lost in conversation because of, you know, everything.
Yes.
Joel Silverberg, five things to watch this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, number five, I go the Newswire, mainly with Major League Baseball trade deadline. Still a little bit of time left. Still waiting to hear two big names, Chris Bryant, Trevor Story. Where do those guys go? Number four, there are a couple of good series in baseball, not just the trades happening this weekend, especially in the American League, Red Sox and the Rays. You've got the Giants and the Astros also happening as well. Number three, the Gold Cup final Sunday night, the U.S. men's national team against Mexico after getting the win the other night against Qatar. Back-to-back wins over Jamaica and Qatar. Now they get an opportunity. You got the old rivalry back in CONCACAF, so going for the win in the Gold Cup on Sunday night. Number two, U.S. men's basketball against the Czech Republic. A win advances Team USA to the medal rounds. A loss, and they don't control their own destiny. Number one, Olympic track and field. 100-meter sprint. You got the hurdles. You got everything happening. A lot of people love the track and field events that's coming up this weekend.
All right, honorable mention, the actual baseball games, because the trade deadline is taking up a lot of the conversation, and then all the other news that's out there, Bob Bowlesby's inevitable statement that will be coming. We're due.
There's something coming.
That's right.
Thought you'd say hello.
It's almost been 24 hello, hours, Bob. Where is the statement? I have the trade deadline at number five, Major League Baseball. No volunteers. They were knocked out in their first game, but the basketball tournament continues. Money's on the line. There's drama. The Elam ending. It's fun. So some hoops at number four. I have U.S.-Mexico Sunday, 8:30 in the Gold Cup, as Joel mentioned, number three. I have it's a split at number two, Ted Lasso. I have not started season two yet, but two episodes out now, as well as The Outer Banks full season. Season two on Netflix is out. It's a beautiful show. Beautiful show. And it really just takes off immediately. So that's number two, the Olympics, number one.
How about that? And when all of these trades start overlapping, because you're going to still have moves in the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball, I just keep waiting for something like Teddy Bridgewater winds up with the Sacramento Kings.
Right, yes.
Just somehow lines get crossed.
Yeah, you have NFL cuts, you have baseball trades, and you have NBA everything, because they still have Keon wearing his Knicks hat.
Yes.
Come on, we know who he's playing for.
Correct.
You have Kendrick Perkins, who's giving analysis on one player to one team. Maybe he can, maybe he can't pronounce the player's name, and
yes,
the guy's not even going to that team.
I'm betting he can't.
Woj just tweeted the trade, but he hasn't said it on TV yet, and if you're confused, it's because that was the goal.
And goodness gracious, was there anything that lasted longer than the NBA draft? Wow.
I can't wait for it to end.
I'm going to hold my breath until it does.
What is coming up next?
Tyler Ivins has gone on top of a dealership until the NBA draft is over.
There you go. So we do have Baez to the Mets, though. So I think he went up there until the Mets make some kind of move, and now he can come down.
Or a move that makes sense.
That's right. And eventually, the Knicks actually will get a player instead of giving them all away.
Maybe Baez winds up with the Knicks.
Zach Wilson signed. Sorry, Tyler. That's the end of our Tyler Ivins jokes today. What's coming up next on Sports Talk?
Well, we did not do this right before the 4th of July when we normally do. So since it's the last Friday in July, we do have guests, Jesse Smithy, 5starpreps.com at 3:35. We'll talk with the video coordinator for the Cleveland Indians, soon to be Guardians, Mike Barnett. He'll join us at 4:05, talk some trade deadline stuff. We'll talk draft with Steve Hamer, Hamer time at 4:35. But then it's going to go into our All-Star Salute to Baseball, doing things a little bit different. Going to hear some comments from guys like Tony Vitello to talk about their love of the game, when they started falling in love with baseball, and what they still love most about the game today. So we have all that through the second half of today's program. So all that and more today on Sports Talk.
It's coming up next. John, look forward to it. Thank you for the time as always.
You guys have a great weekend.
Sports Talk's next. Saturday Sports Talk tomorrow morning. Big weekend ahead. Hope you have a great one. Thanks for being with us on 99.1, the Sports Animal.